Football Day Special with Dave Hellwood on Expat Radio.
Well, we've got a wonderful audience this morning. Back off, you're in lockdown. Behave.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You're looking wonderful this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
We have the wonderful Jane Olsen on, who's a consultant numerologist, and I know you've appeared on This Morning and loads of radio before, so it's lovely to have you on the show with us today, Jane. Thanks for coming on.
Wonderful, thank you.
So we're going to talk about numerology today. I know you had a kind of like different kind of way into it, but I know you were a very corporate background and worked analytically. So how did you find numerology, or did it just find you?
It sort of found me. I was 25 years in corporate world. I was an investment performance analyst for 15 years, a business analyst for 10. So I've always analysed numbers. And I'm just analysing numbers in a completely different way now, a way that means a lot more to me and hopefully to my clients, etc. I loved corporate world. I love certain aspects of it, but it was just about money, and that was it, really. And it was just good to focus on a different way of numbers in a completely different way.
Yeah, it's people-based then, isn't it? Corporate's money, isn't it? Just always money.
Well, where I was, it was very much... I was involved with fund manager bonuses and stuff like that, so it was very, very money-related. Wow. It's not always like that. Yeah, it's quite exacting. You had to get everything right. So yeah. I analysed numbers. I mean, from a date of birth and a name at birth, there's so many numbers generated, and it's about seeing the patterns and seeing the cycles that emerge, etc. A completely different way of looking at it. I mean, we use numbers every day. They're sacred symbols. You know, they're very powerful, useful tools. They can define our lives to a certain extent. You know, our dress size, how our age, how much money we've got in our bank account. But numbers are actually sacred symbols. They represent energies. They represent cycles within cycles. So, you know, you're viewing numbers in a completely different way when you're analysing them for numerology. You know, it's very much, it's sort of defining our vibration and how we fit in. Now, the theory with numerology is we're born into a unique set of circumstances, tailor-made for us to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. So when we know what we're here to do, it can explain why certain situations keep coming up or why certain people in our world. It's just a way of looking at your life in a completely different way. There's no judgment or moralizing or anything like that. It's just, this is what it is. In theory, you have a choice, but actually, when you're doing what you're here to do, things can fall into place. I use the analogy, you know, we carry stuff around with us, and numerology is opening up that case and looking inside and looking at things in a completely different way.
Wow. Well, Dave, you're going to be analysed later, so we're going to look forward to that.
Oh, yeah, I'll look at your numbers. You two have got a huge amount in common. You've got very inspiring numbers, you
both
two.
Both mad, Jane. Oh. Both mad.
Thank you very much for letting me look at your numbers.
Dave will let you look at his numbers. He's like that, aren't you, Dave?
Oh, I am. And many a time have I got my digits out, so I'm embracing myself.
Are you, Dave? You should be. So, yeah, it's fascinating, Jane, especially with numbers. I know you did mine a long, long time ago, so to be told I'm very similar to Dave.
That's worrying. Okay. That's very worrying. I don't know if that's a good thing. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What's that?
That you're very much like me.
Sorry, I've done a relationship chart for you both, but you connect really well together.
Do you want to
this is a business relationship, David.
Oh, right. I was going to say, get your coat. You pulled.
It's professional on air stuff. So tell us about numerology, Jane, and how it works, and then we can look at Dave's chart. I'm itching to do it now, but carry on.
Basically, from a date of birth and a name at birth, as I said, everything evolves in cycles. Everything comes down to vibration, and numbers are a really good way of defining that vibration and monitoring these cycles that are going on. So, for instance, with a name, every letter has a number. So, you know, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way through to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, R. So I is a 9, and then J is a 1 again. And you just repeat 1 to 9 cycles. So, for instance, with the name David, you've got a 22-4. You add it up, you've got... and that's the master builder. And with the name Dave...
Sorry,
So every name has a vibration, if you like. I get very involved with names of businesses and launch dates of businesses and strap lines and stuff like that. So you're defining every word, every name in terms of a vibration. And then from your date of birth, you get another sort of vibration, if you like. So you're literally adding the day and the month to get your first goal. And then you're literally adding up the digits in the year, and that represents your challenges. And you're literally adding the numbers up, and from that will come a number. This date of birth represents, you know, your journey, if you like. So your first digit, your the day you're born, that's, you know, your approach. That's how you deal with things on a day-to-day basis. Your month is like your gift, the rhythm you're working to. And this challenge you've got, when you add up the digits, you know, it's your challenge in life, if you like. We have certain, I use things like Athena's life maps, relationship charts. There's lots of ways of representing the numbers. Basically 10, 20, 30 are about our personality being formed. Up until about 20, we're focused on survival. 20s are about emotion, relationship. 30s are about finding our voice. And then 40s can be when we start to build something solid. But between 40 and 50, we tend to go from involving to evolving. We start to take our place in the orchestra. It's about what we're here to do. Way of looking at things in a completely different way.
So I know you work with a lot of corporate clients as well, because, you know, for numbers, you don't normally think about the corporate world or want to know whether a name is going to be successful, a brand's going to be successful. I find that quite fascinating that it's the corporate world. I know you came away from it. You're still working with them as well.
I mean, your business can be a brilliant vehicle for you to complete what you're here to do. Most of us have lessons to learn or karmas to deal with, etc., and our businesses can be a brilliant vehicle for that. In the corporate world, so I produce these life maps. It's literally from 0 to 99 every single year. Your approach, your challenges, the essence of what's happening materially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, ideally, what your focus should be. It's, so you can sort of understand your journey to date in terms of cycles that are going on. And I produce the same life maps for businesses, and from the name and the date it's launched. And I use relationship charts as well to show the impact of your business on yourself, how your business can expand your world, if you like, and the dynamics of the team you're working with. I also get involved with recruitment, you know, of the impact of adding another person to that team. The relationship chart shows so graphically the dynamics of the relationships that are going on, the impact of significant dates, you know, on a personal level. If you're married, you know, a mission comes from that. If you're divorced, a mission comes from that. If you've got children, there's a reason they've chosen you. It all sort of goes on this relationship chart. So I use relationship charts and life maps a great deal with personal and business consultations. As I said, with the business consultations, I'm also totting up the numbers for the mission statement, the numbers that come from, you know, the strap lines you use, etc., and, you know, the launch dates, etc. It's all about what we're here to do, basically.
That's just fascinating, Jane. We're going to go for a break, and I know you chose this song.
Oh,
and it's Only You, the Flying Pickets. Yeah. Why did you choose this song?
Well, I've been married 26 years now, and that's basically our song. That's the song on our wedding day. That's our song. So thank you for playing that. It means a great deal to me. Thank you.
So, Dave, do you have the flying pickets?
I do, and I've had some cream. I've had some cream put on it.
Never always can tell, Jane, whether Dave's actually going to play the song we've asked for. So I'm just asking, do you have the flying pickets?
Thank you for playing that.
You're welcome.
See you after the break. But we'll then talk about your chart, Dave.
It sounds like an ailment. That sounds like
an
ailment.
It's all good stuff. I never tell anyone anything bad.
Thank God for that. Well, you just said to me then, have you got the flying pickets? That sounds like an illness. That had me worried.
You're listening to Expat Radio, beaming out across France and around the world.
We're back live with the game.
Hello, Dave.
Bonjour. Come on, ça va.
Come on, Dave. We've got Jane Elton on the show today with myself and Dave. And Jane's just been talking in the break before we do your chart, Dave. But she'd been on. She was on this morning with Holly, and I'll let her tell the story. And with Philip. But I remember you said that Philip said he in his chart that he was unsettled. Well, how right were you?
My God, yeah. I hope nothing comes out about Philip with me.
You know, yeah. It's really interesting because Holly has the same mission as Meghan Markle. But obviously they're completely different characters because you've got your mission, but you've got your numerology takes into account your name as well. So although she has the same mission as Meghan, they have a completely different way of going about it.
Right.
Jane,
I've got to tell you that I'm not on the turn. I'm completely straight down the middle. So if anything comes out regarding this, I'm worried.
Oh, please don't worry. Please don't worry. I mean, do you want me to talk about your numbers now?
Yeah, Dave's a
You're a wonderful showman here. And, you know, the courage to be yourself, do things in your own unique way is really key for you. And you've got no middle name, so that's no safety net. And you're straight in there. I mean, you and Tracy have got a lot in common. You're both very, very determined. And you've got brilliant numbers for media, actually, Dave, because you've got this 32.5, which is all about the most amazing person. You're able to communicate a great deal through your personality.
Right.
You've got wonderful 56.11, which makes you able to inspire people to think in new ways. But for you, it's all about the journey from the head to the heart. You know, what you see is what you get, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, both you and Tracy are old souls, which is quite major. I don't know if you've ever heard of the phrase old souls.
No, but what does that mean?
Old souls have had so many lifetimes that they're basically here in service. They're here to help everyone else with their lessons. Being an old soul can be very isolating because you have sort of a breadth of vision other people don't have. And, you know, you trust your intuition quite a lot as old souls.
Yeah, Dave and I both did that. Sorry. And I'm just going to butt in there, funnily enough, Jane. Sorry. just slightly, because we had a good guest on a few weeks ago, which was Steve Burgess. And I actually had the past lives done. And I had some interesting things. So yeah. It's basically, Dave, going back into your past lives. You've done quite a few past lives, so you should have it done as well.
I'd like to know what that is. I wonder if it was a paper boy or a milkman or something like that.
I'm sure you were far naughtier than that, Dave.
Not Mark, who's there?
So, I can't imagine you as a paper boy. Well, you can't see much mouth for that.
I can't get my journal in your letterbox, madam. Can you just bear with me?
Oh, so carry on with Dave's chart. Sorry, it's just fascinating. We said we were old souls. We had someone on and it's interesting.
You've both got very similar old past lives, actually. I don't know if that came up.
No, he did not come in my past life, Jane. He did not show up whatsoever. But it rains, though.
I know you were crying a lot when you were told about it, so there was a possibility then if there was a lot of tears involved. Oh, not again, he's here again.
So you've both got a huge amount in common. You're both very much about wanting perfect harmony. You take responsibility very, very seriously with regard to that. For you, Dave, the name David, as I said, is this 22-4 master builder. And you're known as Dave a lot of the time, which is this 14-5, you know, wanting the freedom. 14-5 is the messenger. Words can pour out of you, which is lovely. And your whole mission is a 9, so you're this wonderful humanitarian who's quite a perfectionist, but has to learn to let go and trust, has to learn to go with the flow. It's interesting that Expat Media started in 2016, because that's a 9. So you're sort of in rhythm.
Right.
Wow.
Anyway, the 9s lack the wisdom. The 9s have to learn to let go and trust. They have to learn to go with the flow. They're great perfectionists. If you visualize a 9, they've got all the knowledge in their heads, but they have to learn to let go and trust. And, you know, you're very much focused on the physical as well, so you hate delays, you want to be getting on with things, but you know, you're born on the day of the showman, so you're very much about not a dull moment sort of thing. And you're also the place you get to in the orchestra is the 33-6, and this is something you share with Tracy. You want to take care of everyone. You know, if people are unhappy, you take it very personally. So you, both of you, trying to make everybody happy. You're both incredibly creative. You both can be so single-minded. You can block alternatives. you're very much about the four energy, Dave. You know, structure, one step at a time, discipline. as an old soul, you've got incredible breadth of vision, but you can also focus on the detail, which is quite a brilliant thing to be able to do, actually.
Right. And I'm loving this. And this is quality. This what you're coming out with here.
There's no bad things here, Dave. We like this. No bad things.
I like this for my bio. Can you? I'm glad I'm recording this.
It's a shame that you like to stir things up at a profound level.
Oh yeah, no, he can do that, Jane. Totally.
Things up. But, you know, you've got, as well, both of you have got a line of determination, but you, Dave, have got a line of will, which is like beyond determination, you know, so when you decide you want to do something, you are completely unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'd say, as an old soul, you don't always trust your inner voice. You don't always go in the quiet very often, probably because you're a showman and you're out there. You're very much about process, you know, and you can be quite critical of things as well because you're a perfectionist. You don't like criticism because you're already so hard on yourself. I had a quick peek at your life map. I don't know if that's a bit uncomfortable for you.
No, go for it.
Just going to say that this year is really key for you. You might have been feeling a little bit, you had some very powerful new beginnings 2016, and you might have been feeling quite stuck at the moment. You might be feeling a bit stuck. Just all I'm saying is, the next couple of years, 2021 through to 27, you have a massive shift and a massive letting go. It's letting go of all that's unproductive, like a massive clear out in your life coming up. There could be some drama as well. Basically, as I said, 40s are when we start building something solid, right. And 50s are when we break out of the box and, you know, find our truth, live our truth. There's normally 50s are all about embracing change. And you'll be putting your life in order in quite a profound way. That's all right with you.
Wow. Good with me.
Okay. You look forward to that.
Don't worry about it. I mean, the whole point with your mission is learning to let go and trust. And it's all nines for you from sort of 2021 to 2027. But you've got double nines 2022.
Have I?
Which
you
is
like, get married then, Dave.
A massive letting go. But looking at your relationship charts, you're both such amazing self-starters. You just both see what you need to do and you just do it. There's a huge amount you create on your own. You're both connected with the six. You've both got this six challenge. You're both perfectionists. You're both trying to make everyone happy, which makes you really good at what you do. But you go in different directions. With Dave, you know, you're very much about the spiritual, trusting that inner voice, following that inner voice, true to yourself, quite oblivious to what anyone else might think at times. Whereas Tracy, it's more about the freedom to do things in your own way. But both of you are self-starters, very powerful connections going on. You know, you see what you need to do and you literally just do it rather than most, on a relationship chart, most people will need other people to complete what they're here to do. And both of you are self-starters. I mean, other people totally expand your world, but you essentially just cut through and do what you're here to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because for me, I'm always a freedom lover.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be caged in by any one thing or anyone.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that was in my chart, and Dave's kind of the same, isn't it?
Well, your gift is the five, because you're born in May. And with Dave, his gift is the seven, the spiritual. You know, Dave is all about just doing things in his own way. For you, it's interesting that your gift is freedom because your mission is a 49-13-4, which is about some very powerful obstacles. You know, you can feel very stuck, but the spiritual, through spiritual, or basically you can find freedom in a prison cell with the right sort of way of thinking, if you like. So although you've got very powerful obstacles, other people might be imposing their way of thinking on you. Basically, 13-4 karma means you may have avoided work and responsibility in a past life. And in this life, you're being forced to work really hard for everything. But it's about transformation and rebirth, especially you. You've got a 49 and 13-4. So you're transforming things not just for yourself, but for others. And, you know, as an old soul, you know, we all have obstacles, but as an old soul, you're possibly, you know, that you've got a brick wall right in front of you, but you're focused on beyond that brick wall is the most amazing expanse of space. And you're focused on that as an old soul with your great breadth of vision. You know, as old souls, both of you, just about whatever comes up, you've done it before in past lives. So that can give you a confidence, but you also know what can happen as well, if that makes sense. So
fascinating.
So, oh, you're transforming things, Tracy.
I'm transforming myself. I must admit that at the moment. So, and for you, Dave, do you resonate with that as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's it's frightening how bang on you are with what you've come out with there.
The master builder made me laugh. So I'm sorry I laughed earlier, Dave.
I know.
The master builder's in his plan at the moment.
I'm glad you came out with builder. Get me worried then.
You might be interested actually looking at your map, your life map, Tracy, because when I said about Dave, like a massive letting go, I don't know if you had a massive letting go 2018, when you stand back from things, put your life in order.
Yeah, I did.
And then very powerful new beginning results from that, 2019. Anyway, so you can talk to Dave about massive letting goes and good things coming from that.
Yeah, great. It's fascinating. So you do this for individuals and you do it for relationship charts between two people as well, I guess.
Yeah. I do a lot for families, yeah. And a lot of people keep coming back, which is lovely. You know, I often start with a just about me consultation where the relationship chart just has significant dates on it for that one person. And then they come back to me when they're married or they've got children and we expand on it. And then they come back to me when they've got a business and expand. It's wonderful because you go deeper and deeper and deeper and the patterns become clearer, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, the universe wants us to do what we're here to do. And when we understand that, it's easier. The things go with the flow more easily. You know, things happen more easily when you're doing what you're here to do.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Well, we'll talk some more about that after the break. I know you've got your second song is Angels. It probably doesn't need much introduction by Robbie Williams. Why did you choose it, Jane?
Oh, I just love the song. I just find it very uplifting. I love Robbie Williams as well. I mean, I'm the generation that grew up with Take That. And the recent thing they did with they're like family, Take That. We've grown up with them. And I love Robbie Williams. I love the way he's so honest about what he's going through. And we all, anyway, I love Robbie.
Yeah, and he has been through a lot, hasn't he? So
he's come out the other way. Yeah. She's lovely.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you after the break then. You have got that song, haven't you, Dave?
Yes, I've Monday status orders here. I'm bracing myself.
We'll see you after the break then with Jane Alton.
Thank you.
Sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows,
Expat Radio, your worldwide friend.
Yes, the challenge was...
Right, we're back live with the guilds this morning.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Right.
So have you recovered, Dave, from what's been said? Do you agree with it?
Yes, I was master builder in there earlier on, which was nice. So I'm just a bit concerned between 2021 and 2027, but... apart from that.
No, don't worry. I mean, the whole point with the numerology is everything evolves in cycles. Everything is in a constant state of flux. I mean, when you think about it, even when we're asleep, our heart is beating, the blood's going around our bodies. Every change is guaranteed, Dave. Change is guaranteed.
Oh.
So you're not going to get stuck anywhere. It's all movement. It's all about everything in a constant state of flux. And letting go with love, it's all about whole new energies coming in. You know, it's letting go so the new energies can come in. Because your whole approach is about to change, Dave.
We look forward to that then, Dave.
Lost your life, Matt. But hang on, here it is. Yeah, your whole approach is changing, basically. Your whole approach from 28, actually, because you've got a lot of 28 energies, courage to be yourself, 26, which is Lord Karma. There's some really powerful new beginnings for you. And from then on, it became about freedom being your whole approach.
Right.
And from sort of 2022, for the rest of your life, it becomes about you finding the perfect harmony in time and space, and a completely different way of finding the freedom, looking at things in a completely different way, finding that freedom in a completely different way. You've basically had to fight for your freedom. There's been a fear of failure. You've been stirred up at a profound level. There's been a relentless determination to build something solid. And it's moving on from there. It's about finding freedom through looking at things in a completely different way. Whole new structures coming in for you to find the harmony.
Wow.
I don't know if any of that makes sense, but it's finding freedom in a different way.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean,
So don't worry, it's all, everything will, change is guaranteed. It's just going with the flow.
Right, I'm going with it then. I'm going with it. I'm rowing.
You sure? You've gone all quiet. You're obviously worried.
You are very determined, Dave, aren't you? You're so determined. One of those determined, you will not stop. It will just be your way and you'll get on with it, won't you?
I mean, your challenge from 2014 to sort of roughly where you are now is this 31-4, which is... The spiritual warrior with a relentless determination to build something solid. You've been fighting for a long time, determined to your great determination and willpower coming in, but this is about upside down looking at things in a whole new way.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, it's, I know of other people have said to me, well, how on earth I've got this personal drive, whatever I have. It's basically my grandfather on my father's side. He was orphaned when he was very, very young, when he was 14, and he would have gone into one of these kids. It's like it's not an orphanage, but it was a kids' kids' care home where him and his sisters and his brothers would have. His parents had died within 6 months of each other, and the family would have been split up. So instead of getting an education, he went working on the railways in Manchester, and he never got an education, my granddad, but he always worked. His job all his life was working on the railway. And at night, he was working. He did the Open University courses on a book, in a textbook, to learn different stuff. And not, we didn't know anything about this till after he died, and we found the books. And so, what for me, because he always looked immaculate. He had a shirt and tie on, and a cardigan, and he was my hero at the end of the day. I just looked up to him so much, and to know that he came from nothing and what he achieved in his life, and he didn't have anything, but he gave a secure life for my gran and my family, and he from what he had from nothing to what he ended up with was unbelievable, really, and that's what I've always said to myself. Look, if I've got more opportunity at the end of the day in my life than he ever had, and I should be making something of it, and I've got the drive to make it all happen, and that's my mentality behind it all.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So you can understand that. So if listeners wanted to get a consultation with you, they've come to your website, which is janealton.com.
Yeah, and there's a free numerology guide on there, which you can download. I also update every day in terms of numerology on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on my blog.
So what is the number for today then, Jane?
Well, today is the 26th of June, 2020. 26-8, which is the day, 26-8 is Lord Karma. So what I've written is about you may feel pushed into change and action and may prefer to be at home taking care of others. Keep things simple. Try not to waste time thinking you're not good enough. That's the 30. Anyway, I'll explain where it comes from. It's important to have interests outside the home. You can be a tower of strength to your family and friends, but have confidence in the ability of others to look after themselves too. You may find that friends and family welcome you focusing on yourself for a while, because we've got the double sixes there. And with the double sixes, there can be martyrdom, if you like. It can be like a doormat. But then 26-8 is like a massive kick up the backside. It's Lord Karma knocking on your door. You're forced to deal with things. And the challenge is this four of staying grounded. And it's interesting that you've got a 22-4 as well, a bit like Dave's personal intent, of big projects coming from staying grounded and good things coming from being forced to deal with things. Another key thing today is to keep things simple. We've got a 10 missing number, which is basically everything evolves in cycles and you've got a choice in how you respond. But you've got five twos, which is like rebirth. Anyway, it's a 36-9, and your mission, Dave, is a 36-9. So you may feel in rhythm today.
Oh, I do. Trust me, I'm there. I'm there.
So it's about let go trust today, really, with the 9. The stuff is coming up to be dealt with, but just try and go with the flow as much. Let's let go trust a little bit, even though you want to save everyone and make everyone happy with all those sixes.
Oh, he sounds like a hero now, doesn't he? I had never thought of you like that, Dave.
Can you see my halo now?
Oh, yeah. I think you've got the halo and not us at the moment, Dave. I don't know how that happened. But, Jane, you also have been a Buddhist for 26 years. You know, I don't really know that much about Buddhism. What is it for you?
For me, I mean, it completely changed my life, Buddhism. I started practicing Buddhism at one of the hardest times in my life. I was running on empty, trying to hold everything together. And I was at breaking point, to be honest. Often when you're at breaking point, you'll try things you wouldn't normally try. And I started practicing Buddhism. And, you know, there's certain basic concepts with Buddhism, you know, the oneness of self and environment. So basically, with Buddhism, basic concepts, you change how you feel inside and your environment will change. And that's totally what happened. I was completely stuck in fear at the time. It was a very, very difficult, scary time, actually. And, you know, Buddhism's about being happy. You've got no words for guilt or sin. It's about focusing on this minute now because of the causes you're making. It's about taking total responsibility for your life. One of the key things for me with the Buddhism is you get to believe whatever comes up, you can transform it into something positive. So you're not making decisions based on fear. You're connecting to this much bigger picture. You start to respect your life, and that means that you start to respect other people as well. And it's about freedom because you're sort of taking responsibility for your life. It's about finding the God within, ultimately. You know, I do the same practice, the same Buddhism as Tina Turner. I don't know if any of you seen the stage production or the film.
It was brilliant. She was brilliant.
In the film, you right on the stage, you hear the chanting of Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, and you witness her starting to chant at, I mean, I was, you know, killing her just about when she started her practice, and you witness her completely turn things around. She had a comeback in her 30s, which was completely unheard of. But we believe when we make the sound, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, that we're plugging into limitless wisdom, courage, compassion, life force. We believe it's the vibration of Buddhahood. And we make that sound, even if we don't believe it, we're connecting to limitless wisdom, courage, compassion, life force. So you get used to making the sound, and when you can chant Nam-myoho Renge-kyo without thinking about it, then you put it out to the universe, what would prove to you it's working. And it's about being in the right place at the right time. You find yourself in rhythm. It's a very powerful practice.
Give us an example then, because I know you said to me about doing the chant, because I listened to it on the Tina Turner, so I did watch it in January, which is absolutely fabulous, the best musical I've ever seen on stage. She was just amazing, the girl that portrayed her, and the music and the vibration. So, like with that, with what you're saying, your connection, it's the vibrational sound with that connection that connects you to source as well, isn't it? To
what you believe is. Whether you believe it or not, it's that just making that sound, you change how you vibrate and the space around you vibrates. And so for that moment, you like elevate your life state. You're in rhythm with universal law. And you come back down to earth, you're doing whatever you have to do. But it's about connecting to something much, much bigger. And actually, it becomes quite tangible. You feel in rhythm. It's hard to explain. But if you get a chance to try, it's a way of, especially for me, I started practicing when I was completely stuck with my head. I could not work out a solution. And I knew I was running on empty. I knew I was at breaking point. And sometimes we have to be in that sort of position before we'll actually try something as bizarre as chanting. But I was.
But it worked for you, Jane. So it's not bizarre because it works. We've just got to find that thing that works, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do think it's very key. Whatever you believe, etc. Just to step away from the drama. For what, 10 minutes a day, or just step away from the drama on a regular basis to connect with that inner voice rather than, you know, the environment dictate how you feel and what you do all the time. Because we have fear pushed on us the whole time. And, you know, people with a vested interest in us believing we've got no choice, you've got to look like this, got to buy that. And when we step away from that and connect with our inner voice, you know, we can actually, instead of that button is pressed and off I go, you know, you have a choice every moment in how you respond. Anyway.
I totally agree with you, Jane, and it works for you. And when you can find something that works for you, that's amazing, isn't it? You know, yeah. Whatever it is, it just makes you feel better. And it changes other people's energy too, doesn't it? It makes other people, because your energy's changed, so you're no longer angry or you're no longer something. You just change your energy and they're relaxed and their energy's changed. Fascinating.
The whole environment changes.
Yeah.
Our environment's a reflection of our inner life state. So we've got people all over the world trying to enforce peace with guns, you know, and it never works. You know, a lot of people going on peace marches and they're really angry people, which is great to have that passion, but all the time you're not at peace yourself, that's reflected back to you. So however much you're fighting for peace, if you're not at peace yourself, you're going to be in the middle of a conflict. So it's just very powerful to try and think in a different way.
And it, it is today. We're just going to go to our next song because we won't get it all in otherwise. It's been really, it's lovely. What you've been talking about is absolutely fantastic. So my next song, Dave, is Love Me Like You Do.
Oh, wonderful.
Very quite fitting by Ellie Goulding.
Thank you. I love all these sentimental songs. Thank you.
They've chosen today for you, Jane. So, that's lovely. We'll see you after the break then, Dave.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very much.
We just hope he's got the right song, that's all.
I'm sure he has. Thank
you. You like George Formby, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Dave. Thank you.
Listening to Expat Radio, beaming out across France and around the world.
myself. You know,
I really like a brew. Yes, I really like a brew. Dee, 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 dee. Lovely song, that, Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, Dave, we were just talking about how uncomplicated you are.
How are you? Uncomplicated or complicated?
So, Jay, you know, with Dave's chance, what would you recommend for him? Because you've seen, what would you recommend for him, say, for this year?
Let go trust, let go trust, let go trust. There's some powerful obstacles, but it being an old soul, you can see beyond that, because 2020 is a four, and on your chart, you have a 13-4 this year, the essence. So you may feel a bit stuck, but just know there's massive change coming. And as similar to Tracy, focus on where you want to get to, and understand you may have to sort of let go trust and allow yourself to go with the flow.
Right. Go with the flow, Dave. How does that grab you?
I'm more than welcome to go with the flow. I've not gone with the flow for a while, but I'm happy to do that.
My
thing.
Well, office a nine as well, 18-9. So anyway, connect with the bigger picture. Go with the flow.
Oh, fabulous. So you've had some advice as well today, Dave.
You'll set, the thing is, it's like having a massage, isn't it? You always feel better after it.
Yeah,
it's good, especially when it's a really nice one, because we've now decided you're an Angel Dave.
I tell you what, I want to ask you, Jane, have you ever done a reading for someone and it's really bad and you're thinking, God, they're bloody awful, these? And you got to tell them, you say, well, you're a crap person, you know, you're not very nice, you're not very kind.
I would never say anything like that. The whole point of the numerology is what people may regard as, like, you know, a lot of people will come to me because they're completely stuck or they've got an important decision to make, and it's all about looking at things in a completely different way. I'd never tell anyone anything bad.
So when you were on with Holly,
like, it is, but there's a positive that you can't have a negative without a positive. You know, it's about focusing on what the universe is wanting you to do,
right.
And represent and understanding you have a choice in how you respond. Because, you know, with the numerology, you can see certain patterns evolve. You know, you start to family karma or certain ways of responding every time something happens. And it's recognizing actually you have a choice, and maybe there's a lesson here. The universe wants you to maybe respond in a different way to this. Because most of us have situations that come up again and again and again. And we can keep going in circles, you know, but it's about breaking that cycle and responding in a different way ultimately.
You got to go with the flow then, Dave, and trust.
Go with the flow. Do you know where you're meant to be if you can get out of the way and let it happen?
So megastar Dave then, yeah?
Definitely.
They're definitely the greatest showman anyway. Right. So Jane, just a final little question for you. If you were to give the listeners any advice, what would it be?
Well, as I said earlier, it's about stepping away from the drama, reconnecting with that inner voice, putting yourself in the driving seat as much as possible. You know, there's a lot of people with a vested interest in us believing we've got no choice, but we always have a choice. And sometimes we have to step away from the drama, listen to our inner voice, reflect on things, and then rather than button is pressed and off we go. It's also, you know, however you do it, have that constant reference point, gardening or cooking or whatever fills you back up again if you're running on empty. It's about reconnecting to that as much as you can. Just try not to run on empty. Do whatever it is that helps you feel, you know, helps you to feel filled back up again, you know. It's about being...
What makes you feel back up then, Dave?
The what? Say that again, sorry.
What helps you to feel back? What do you do for you that helps you feel... Fill you back up?
Physically or mentally?
Probably mentally, Dave.
Mentally? I don't know, to be honest. I don't have negative thoughts. I just focus on things that I want to...
Yeah, our thoughts. Everything comes from our thoughts, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's
so key. If you start to think positive, the people around you start to think positive, and, you know... If you think negative, you're going to bring everyone down as well as yourself.
Oh, so. You'll never get anywhere. If you start thinking negative, it's like yesterday. I spoke to a family. Yes, I spoke to a lady yesterday about wanting to come on the business directory for the radio station. And she said, they were in France, they were in Brittany. She said, we're having to go back in 6 weeks. We're moving back to the UK. And you think to yourself, well, Why? You know, you've made the move. Why you get? I understand people have got different circumstances, but if you've got a certain mentality, you don't let that. You think, well, if you want something, you make it work. You don't give up. You just.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, if you're defeated in your heart, that's it, really. You know, it's about. Or that's why it's quite important to step away from the drama and look at things from a different perspective occasionally. Well done, Dave. Well done.
Yeah. Together, great year, Dave. That's a great note to end the show on, isn't it? Thank you so much, Jane, for coming on the show.
A great privilege talking to you both. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's janealton.com, isn't it? If anyone wants to get hold of you.
Yeah.
Oh, Jane, thank you ever so much. And
right.
Have a lovely weekend, everyone.
And you.
And you, Jane. Take care, Jane. Dave. Brilliant. Now,
oh, my next...
They were going to say, the next song is I've Had the Time of My Life. Couldn't get it out quick enough, bless him. It's a truth, and I owe it all to you. Because I've had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand the urgency.
Time of my life, I know I
You're listening to Expat Radio, your